And that's why diplomacy is so fascinating, these little games that countries play with each other. Kerry cancelling his trip to Ukraine, and the Ukrainian president, the man in the hot seat, is in China at that same time. Walk us through what each side is trying to send in terms of messaging here.
Well, it's very much a snub. There's no doubt about that. He had been planning to go to the Ukraine. He had been planning to go to Kiev for quite a long time because there is a Organization for Security and Cooperation meeting about to get underway. And even though the Ukraine rejected the key deal with Europe on trade and diplomacy, in fact, many European foreign ministers will be attending that meeting. So this is the U.S. sending a very strong message that they are not happy with the Ukraine's rejection of this key deal with Europe. Instead, John Kerry will be traveling to Moldova, a country which has been pushing through many reforms as of late and has shown a clear determination to grow closer with the European Union. So, you know, this is very much part of this rising tensions with Russia, between the EU, between the US. It is very much a snub. The NATO also released a communique last night criticizing the Ukraine police handling of the demonstrations, the use of stun grenades and tasers. And the message that John Kerry has been sending Ukraine all this week is that the government must listen to the demonstrators. So very clearly, this diversion to Moldova is a clear diplomatic message from the U.S. to the Ukraine.
Well, that's why covering diplomacy is such a fun thing, isn't it? Thanks for joining us, Jack Barton, our correspondent there in Brussels. He'll be keeping an eye out on all the latest developments in this tense times for Ukraine, its relationship with the European Union, of course, the Secretary of State of the United States walking into these troubled waters. Meanwhile, let's shift focus to the Middle East and China's special envoy for that region, Wu Sike. He's in Egypt, and Egyptian Foreign Minister Nabil Rami, both him and various other Egyptian leaders have exchanged views on China ties with that country, as well as the Middle East peace process and security in the overall Gulf. CCTV correspondent Adel Al-Mahroui has more from Cairo.
Ambassador Wu was keen to spend few hours in Cairo before he heads to Bahrain for the ninth Manama dialogue.